Thank you for calling. This is Ken.
Hey, Ken. This is Curtis. How's it going?
This is Curtis.
Yeah, M. Curtis McCoy.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. I was just going to make sure you got the document I sent over.
Let me just pull up the information. Just give me a second. Just bear with me.
I converted it to a Google Doc because I don't have Microsoft Word on my Chromebook.
I got your message here. Okay, yeah. All right. Send me the source. Yeah, I got it, yes. There's a link. Okay.
All right.
I need to have the access. It's asking me for access.
I'm not going to be providing password. We've done dozens of client verifications and don't ever provide passwords.
Yes, sir. Why not you just send me the document on the Word form that I've sent you? You can just download it, save it, and send it over to me. Instead of providing me the access,
tell me again.
That way.
Tell me again.
I'm saying that the information that you send me, like the link, right? You have the document there
uh-huh.
with that form and everything. So it's obviously asking me to request access, and then you would send over the information to me. So I'm just saying, in order, if you have all the other clients' information there, just to keep it confidential, you can just download the document that you filled out and save as the document and send it over to me on the Word format.
Oh, what I'm telling you is I don't have Microsoft Word on this Chromebook that I use.
You don't that, okay.
So that would mean I would have to pay for, I'd have to subscribe.
Should
to
I send you a PDF?
I've already filled it out here. Let me share. Let's see, I should be able to make it to anyone with a link. Let me copy that and send the new link for you.
Yeah, just send it
Sorry,
over.
Sorry, I wasn't understanding.
Yeah, just send it over the new link. I will look into it, and if I receive it, I will notify you.
Okay, there it is right there. You should be able to see it.
Let me just double-check here. Okay. Yeah, got it. Yes. Well, thank you very much, Mr. McCoy. I got it, and let me just save it.
Absolutely. And this, my personal one's going to be a little bit weird for verification because I've got a legal affidavit of identity
mm-hmm.
saying that I go by M. Curtis McCoy. I have my entire life. My legal name is Matthew Curtis, but nobody knows me as Matthew. It's always M. Curtis. So.
M. Curtis McCoy. But obviously, I'm looking at your Instagram ID, so it's there as M. Curtis McCoy.
Yes, sir.
All right, so if there's anything, I'll let you know. But obviously, my team has to see the information. So I'll let you know if there's any problem. If not, then we'll do the proper, the procedure that we follow. So let me just go ahead and share these details to my team. And I'll get back to you on that. And I'll just confirm that I've received this on Teamwork as well, just to put this in writing, that I have the information.
Perfect. Sounds good. And I'm going to be speaking. I'm the keynote speaker at an event on December 9th and 10th in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
So we'll be speaking to – we may have another dozen or so verification requests from that event,
mm-hmm.
as long as we can get the verification done.
Yeah, of course. Do one thing. If you've been featured through that event, like if you're getting any coverage coming from, different platforms, do share that with me as well.
Do you see the link that I sent you there below? Or?
Which link?
I mean, the list of links I've got. Maybe.
Yeah,
I
mean,
15 different.
Time Business, Men's Magazine, yeah. So I'm saying about the event itself, if you're getting featured on any recent event I'm talking about.
Okay. I will send you that link over. They've got a brand new website, so the website doesn't have a high domain authority, but I'll send you that link over right now.
But obviously we need to confirm it's valid and credible or not. The main aspect for the verification is also these days is notability itself. The same
Yep.
way Wikipedia works, platforms are doing that as well, like social media accounts and everything. They're following the same procedures. So if you share much information that and generate, try to generate more. The more you have, the better chances.
Sounds good. I had a, and like I said, we used to do this for clients. We had a guy that was doing the Instagram verifications for us, and then, we were pumping a bunch of them through there, and then he kind of just fell off the wagon. But
All right. So, like, he just
so let's see.
went out in the blue, or what?
Yeah. We heard later that he lost his access. I don't know if he,
Oh,
however he was doing verifications before, but
yeah,
I guess he
it
lost
happens
access.
sometimes. Maybe he lost his ID or something like that. It happens.
Yeah, I don't know. He was making a bunch of money off this stuff.
Well, these things, if you follow procedures, if you follow guidelines, nothing happens. If you are not, then there's a problem. But obviously, as a company, we take proper measures, right? And we know how these things work, so we try to get, new updates, work on them, and try to cater the old information, the guidelines, and get the verification in that manner.
Sounds good. I'm going to drop this event link here. Like I said, the event, this is their first annual event, and so it's going to be, they don't have a very good website yet, but they made a
Just
really
send that
nice page about
information.
me,
Whatever
so.
you have, Mr. McCoy, whatever information you have, just send it over to us. We'll look into it. But let me just go ahead and
Okay,
send
I'll
these
add that for
details
you.
to the team, and we can, if there's anything we need to discuss about, we can. And you have the number, you have the access, and we can speak there.
Sounds good. Thanks much.
Not a problem, sir. And thank you very much for your call.
All right. Thank you. See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.